What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, March 21st, 2018, and middle of the week, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pauhana Friday. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, his hand hovering over that telephone, ready to swoop on down and grab it and put you on the air with your comments and questions. So let's just get on into it here. The good news today is the Austin serial bomber has been stopped. Apparently, he was stopped, amazingly enough, in Round Rock, Texas, apparently very close to the studios for Republic Broadcasting. And he was in a car, and apparently he had one of his bombs with him. And when the SWAT team moved in on him, he detonated the bomb, killing himself, wounding one of the SWAT people. And apparently he was 24 years old, Mark Anthony Condit, and apparently was unemployed. For some reason, the media is really pushing the fact that he's Christian and he's homeschooled, but apparently he has no prior criminal record whatsoever. And so the first question I have is, was this guy on prescription antidepressants? And apparently he was sharing a house in Pflugerville with two roommates. The house is described as kind of run down, a lot of weird people going in and out at all hours. But apparently he'd been staying at a hotel in Round Rock, they were able to track this guy down because of closed-circuit TV pictures at the Austin FedEx facility where he dropped off two packages. Now, even though he is dead, Austin police are warning people to be very careful because there's a 24-hour period where they didn't know where he was and what he was doing. So there could still be other unexploded bombs out there. So exercise all appropriate caution. And I'm glad they got the guy. And I'd like to know, was he on prescription antidepressants? But there's an interesting little article that came out in 12160.info commenting on how the Austin bombing suspect, Mark Anthony Condit's social media has all been scrubbed now. And that's usually an indication that something may not be on the up and up, but apparently was just completely erased here. Now, on March 12th, this last March 12th, in a town hall meeting in Huntington, New York, Democratic Congressman Tom Suozzi, who represents Long Island, appeared to be urging an armed insurrection against President Trump. Now, there was a report in the New York Post basically quoting him as saying, it's really a matter of putting public pressure on the president. This is where the Second Amendment comes in, quite frankly, because, you know, what if the president was to ignore the courts? What would you do? What would we do? And apparently somebody in his Democratic audience asked, what's the Second Amendment? But to me, this sounds like a violation of Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 2382. Now, isn't it amazing how Democrats can be totally anti-gun, 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 and then when it comes to getting President Trump, oh, yes, we support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms. This guy needs to be talked to at least by the Secret Service. Well, apparently the Me Tooers are still after Donald Trump, and apparently a woman who appeared on his former reality TV show has sued him for defamation. She accused him of sexually harassing her after she appeared on his show, and apparently Trump's saying, no, he didn't actually do it, is seen as defamation in her mind. And, of course, we still have the Stormy Daniels case that's on out there. And, again, it's possible to fool a polygraph. Judges can allow them as evidence in a courtroom trial, but judges can also say, no, they're not reliable enough. And let's be honest, we're dealing with a woman whose career was faking orgasms. So I think that gives her the ability to fool the polygraph here. Now, a new piece of email has surfaced proving that Huma Abedin shared marked, sensitive, but unclassified information with the Clinton Global Initiative, part of the Clinton Foundation. This is a violation of State Department rules. And again, it shows that Hillary and her people were basically using the State Department to boost the Clinton Foundation. And I'm wondering, when are we going to see an arrest in this case? The pay for play has been documented. The fact that it's not qualified to be a 501c3 or wasn't qualified to be a 501c3 has been documented. Why is nothing being done? It's like all of establishment Washington is just out to get Trump because he doesn't fit in. He's not going to go along with the cover-ups. He's not going to go along with the corruption. And they're just desperate to get him out. And at the same time, they're just handing Hillary Clinton a get-out-of-jail-free card, like James Comey did. James Comey went down the laundry list of Title 18 felony violations committed by Hillary Clinton and then said, we're not going to prosecute because she didn't mean to do wrong. But if you've read Title 18, intent is not required. Negligence, carelessness in allowing classified information to pass into an unsecure environment or an unsecured computer, that's the violation right there. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. Now, apparently, the head of the House Judiciary Committee is preparing to subpoena the Department of Justice, could even happen in the next couple of days, to obtain all documents related to how the FBI handled its investigation into Hillary Clinton's email server. This is reported from The Hill. And Representative Bob Goodlatte, the House Oversight and Committee Reform Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy, have been leading this joint probe into what the two lawmakers say may be evidence of political bias in the highest levels of the Justice Department. Gee, you think? Of course there was bias in the FBI and the Department of Justice. There's no question. But the American people have a right to know if, in point of fact, a serving Secretary of State was running an espionage operation, selling sensitive U.S. government secrets to foreign interests using her email server with weaker security than Ashley Madison and using that Clinton Foundation to collect and launder the payments. Because remember, something like 40% of the money going into the foundation came from foreign sources. That includes all the money that came from the Russian investors into the Uranium One deal that Hillary greased the skids for. Now, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is saying, we're not done with McCabe. The scandal is not over. The FBI and Department of Justice cover-ups continue on both the Clinton emails and anti-Trump texts. It's time to clean house at both of those. The top layers of the FBI and the top layers of the Department of Justice have to be shaved off right now. And we're still hearing rumors that Trump may fire Jeff Sessions and replace him with Trey Gowdy, at which point Trey Gowdy could fire Robert Mueller. Now, down at Freedom Watch, Larry Klayman is trying to mount a petition drive saying that he should be the next attorney general. And I wouldn't have a problem with that. I'm very familiar with Klayman's work over the years. I became friends with one of his lawyers when he was still at Judicial Watch all the way back during the Vince Foster case. And I followed Larry Klayman. He is unbiased. He goes after corruption in both parties with equal relish. We need a man like him somewhere. Special counsel, attorney general, we need him inside to fight the swamp. Again, at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton is saying, frankly, I'm tired of the Republicans almost in a knee-jerk reaction defending everything that Mueller is doing. He needs accountability and oversight the way every other government bureaucrat does. Yes, that's absolutely true. Now, yesterday we were talking about how Robert Mueller had basically led the investigation into the anthrax letters that were sent out right after 9/11. And he ignored this scientist who was actually caught on the security system going into the lab where the anthrax was kept, and instead he went after this Stephen Hatfill and Bruce Ibens, ruined their lives, absolutely destroyed their lives and their career. In fact, Bruce Ibens committed suicide, at which point the FBI said, oh, well, we can blame this guy. He's not going to fight back. He's not going to be out there saying, I'm innocent. Case closed. Now, remember that anthrax was mailed in envelopes that were written to look like they were sent by semi-literate Arab Muslims. But a genetic test of the anthrax inside proved it came from a U.S. government biological weapons laboratory, which we're not supposed to have, but we do. Now, to bring you up to date, you have to remember that Robert Mueller also lied about Iraq's non-existent nuclear weapons. He was part of that propaganda campaign to scare us into going to war against Iraq, which had not actually done anything to us except want to sell its oil for the euro instead of the dollar. This guy is a crook. And I don't care how long he was head of the FBI. We know the FBI is a crooked organization. Go back and reread the history of COINTELPRO. That's what the FBI is really like. They're not the nice bunch of crime solvers you see on TV shows and movies. That's all propaganda. J. Edgar Hoover was just an absolute nut that Hollywood portrayed the FBI a certain way. There was even a movie called The FBI Story, and it starred Jimmy Stewart. And Hoover was actually on the soundstage every day of the shooting, telling the director how to make the movie. There's actually, I don't know if it's still there, probably still there, but in Hoover's time, there was a department at the FBI that did nothing but obtain pre-production copies of screenplays and go through them and make sure if there was a mention of the FBI, that it was a positive one. In fact, if you go to my COINTELPRO page, there's a sub-chapter, the FBI in Hollywood, where it goes into detail about some of the things the FBI did to basically say, you got to take this scene out. You're making fun of the FBI. That can't be allowed. Which is censorship, violation of the First Amendment. Now, there's another article over at the originalantiwar.com, and it's saying something that I've seen in a lot of different places. We even mentioned it on the show earlier. And it's Pompeo and Haspel are symptoms of a deeper problem. And basically what the article is saying, these nominations are symptoms of a problem. Before being chosen by Trump to head up the CIA, Mike Pompeo was one of the most pro-war members of Congress. He's constantly hostile toward Iran, and many times he's erroneously claimed that Iran is the world's number one state sponsor of terror. The reality is Iran does not attack and does not threaten the United States. Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years. That's not their nature. But apparently Trump, and this is something I firmly disagree with him on, Trump believes that enhanced interrogation, which is polite speech for torture, can actually work. And experts in the field of interrogation say, no, it doesn't. It absolutely does not work. What you get is the victim of the torture screaming out whatever he thinks the torturer wants to hear to stop the pain. All torture is good for is getting politically expedient confessions. And that's what it's been used for, from the Inquisition to the Nazis, to the Americans in Vietnam, to the Americans today or recently in Iraq. Little story, little historical story. During World War II, in Germany, there was an interrogator who was very successful at getting information out of captured pilots. And he didn't use torture. All he did was he made friends with them. He got, you know, he would actually take them out of the POW camp, take them into town, feed them a decent meal, share a few drinks with them, and just become friends. And the pilots would start talking. And as a matter of fact, after the war was over, this interrogator was brought to the United States under Operation Paperclip to to find out just how he had done all of this and why we forgot that ancient wisdom is a mystery to me. Unless we have leaders who just out of part of their sociopathy just like to think, yes, we're going to do torture. We're going to cause pain. It's fun. It's cool. Let's waterboard some more people. Or they get the politically expedient confessions. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, they waterboarded him something like 160 times to get him to confess to being the mastermind of 9/11. They also locked his kids in these dark metal boxes with biting insects and made Khalid Sheikh Mohammed listen to their screams. Nice people, the U.S. government. Now, there's a new GOP up-and-comer, Erica Harold. She's a graduate of Harvard. She's a former Miss America. She's from a biracial family. And apparently, she just won the Republican nomination for Illinois Attorney General last night. And so it looks like there's a new rising GOP star that we can all start to take a look at. Once again, Russia is out there saying that U.S. is planning a terrorist false flag chemical attack in Syria to justify an attack on Damascus. Russia says it will respond. Russia is sending a clear, unambiguous signal. There are Russian nationals at various military posts all around Damascus. And Russia is saying if they are harmed, if they are threatened, Russia will basically go after the missiles themselves and the launching platforms. Now, that could mean Russia going after another Aegis ship in the Mediterranean, because that's what Donald Trump used to attack that Syrian airfield. And we know that Russia's defenses against the Aegis ships are quite effective because of what happened in the Black Sea between a Russian electronic warfare craft and the USS Donald Cook. They shut that ship down. The crew came out of that experience traumatized, just absolutely demoralized that they couldn't do anything. The plane just came in on a simulated attack run and everything on the ship just went crazy. Now, apparently, as the U.S.-backed terrorists continue to flee, the Syrian government forces are finding more and more chemical weapons. And according to the Russian Ministry of Defense, basically so far, they have found 40 tons of chemical weapons and their precursors left by the militants. So, yeah, it's been these U.S.-backed militants, terrorists, carrying out these chemical attacks and trying to frame Assad for it. But Assad gave up all his chemical weapons. It was a deal brokered by Russia. It was supervised by international inspectors. Assad doesn't have the stuff. Of course, the pro-war propagandists are saying, well, obviously he hid some. He didn't give them all up. He's got to have chemical weapons. He's using them on his own people. Okay, why? That's where the story falls apart. Assad does not have a motive at this time to use chemical weapons. He's all but won the war. And he knows that any kind of a weapon of mass destruction will justify an American attack. He doesn't need that. He doesn't have a motive. The only one who gains from a chemical weapon attack in Syria blamed on Assad is the United States war hawks. Because right now, the American people are tired of all these wars. The U.S. is facing global condemnation for being inside Syria without the permission of Syria's legitimate government. Syria wants them gone. Russia wants them gone. America needs to craft some kind of a political weapon that will allow them to say, see, we were right all along. Assad is doing this. The attack is on. Now, we're going to take a break for some commercials. When we come on back, latest developments from Syria and the other wars around the world. We'll be right back. Not hearing the music. So I guess, there it is. Okay.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Women, America, welcome back to our show. And once again, if you are able to help in even the tiniest way, Republic Broadcasting needs you. The postal address to send a check or money order, or if you prefer anonymity, even cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or if you want to become a recurring subscriber, the phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. Folks, we really need it. We're not kidding about it. Republic Broadcasting is right on the edge, and we need your help to survive. So the network thanks you. I thank you. All donations welcome and needed and appreciated. Absolutely. Speaking of Round Rock, which has unfortunately been put onto the map because of the Austin bomber, latest update on that story is the two roommates of the bomber have now been detained for questioning. They're not arrested, but they've been detained for questioning as to what they knew. And if they knew something was going on and failed to report it, they could be in serious trouble. Apparently, bomb detection dogs have been brought to Condit's home, and police are planning to evacuate several blocks around the house before they start digging to see what's in there. I mean, obviously, this Condit planned this for a long time in advance. After that first bombing, it's not like you could go on into a chemical store and say, I need things that go bang. I'm curious as to what filler he actually used. Obviously, the easiest one to fabricate on your own is Ampho, but these were fairly small packages. And the police did say there was some kind of a unique fingerprint to the filler, which is how they knew all the bombs came from the same source, except the last one, which was the incendiary device. That one appears to have been a copycat crime, and I hope they catch that guy as well. Okay, let's go to the phones here. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike, I have a few things on my mind today. The first thing that I wanted to address with you is this thing with Seth Rich, this investigator being killed, or not killed, he was wounded. I don't think he's dead. But to me, this adds more fire that Seth Rich was definitely the leaker to Julian Assange.
I agree. This ex-Marine apparently shot him and then ran over him. So this investigator slash lobbyist has been injured, but he did survive. And I imagine he's probably mad as a hornet right about now.
Yeah, I mean, what a tough dude. The second thing I wanted to get at with you was yesterday, of course, you addressed the shooting that was maybe, 70 miles from my house, 80 miles maybe, the shooting in Maryland. I heard you say yesterday the timing. I have a few other questions. With Parkland, the police not doing their job, and then this time the police being, or the resource officer being there,
can
I almost want to say the police...
Excuse me. Can you talk a little closer to your telephone mouthpiece because you're breaking up and it's very hard to understand you?
Is that any better?
Yes, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay. The shooting that was yesterday, that is pretty close to my house, about maybe 80 miles from my house. I heard you say the timing yesterday. And one of my big questions that I have is the Parkland, the police officer, school resource officer, you know, the stand down and everything like this, was this the event that the police needed to make them look good in the eyes of the people?
Well, my conclusion is that this incident in Maryland is the real deal. Apparently, the shooter had a relationship with the female student, and apparently she dumped him and had become friends with this other male student, and this kid snapped. And again, I want to know if he was on prescription antidepressants.
Absolutely, I totally agree. And then the third and final thing, I ran across, and this is one of these bizarre articles, I ran across an article, KDKA, a CBS affiliate out of Pittsburgh, PA, ran an article about MIT. If you go to MIT and give them $10,000, they will then kill you and upload your consciousness to a computer. Again, this goes along. Yeah, I was wondering your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I'm certainly not going to give $10,000 to anybody to kill me. I like being alive. I don't have $10,000 because I just bought a car. But we don't even know how the brain works. And the idea that somebody could somehow upload it to a computer where it would actually make any sense. I mean, that's right out of, what was that Johnny Depp movie, Transcendence, which is a good movie, and I really like it. It's also right out of the storyline for Brain Scan, which was Natalie Wood's last movie. But I don't think the technology is really there. First of all, why do they have to kill you to upload your consciousness? Can't they just copy off your consciousness and demonstrate that it's actually there inside the machine? So I don't think it's... I think it's a private company that's associated with MIT.
Yes. Well, you have a great day. That's all I have for you.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to take another break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones, I do want to get this one story in here. We were talking about all the 40 tons of chemical weapons that have been recovered from the abandoned bases of the U.S.-backed militants. And I wanted to follow it up. There's a Syrian war report. Apparently, there have been three chemical weapons attacks that were thwarted by the Syrian forces. So they're out there. They're trying to get these chemical weapon attacks done so they can frame Assad and launch a new escalation into Syria. Let's go back to the phones here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Yeah, they
doing
found,
okay.
Mike, some of those machines that make these chemicals are made in Canada. So I wonder how they get over there, huh?
Well,
Amazon drone, maybe?
Yeah. Quite possibly. But, you know, I mean, they've shown photographs of some of the chemical containers, and they're made right here in the United States of America.
Where are they learning to make this stuff, too? So there's got to be a handler, obviously. You know, would that be those advisors?
Could be, but apparently there was an instruction manual that apparently was provided by the Saudis.
Same Saudis that Trump was sitting next to the other day with a big cardboard cutout of pictures of different weapons he was selling them. And that was the most bizarre thing, Mike. I've seen a lot of bizarre stuff, but that had to be the most bizarre scene I ever seen. And it looked like Bin Salman was looked a little uneasy about that. He was given like a smirk, and I bet you it was a smirk of dissatisfaction, actually.
Could be, or could just be the jet lag.
And then I want to talk about Boris Johnson again, because he just keeps on being the gift that keeps on giving, about how Putin's World Cup is equivalent to Hitler's 1938 Olympics. That's a good way to bring peace to the world.
Yeah, you know, I used to have a lot of respect for Boris Johnson, but in the current mode, he's definitely part of the problem. Again, it does look like they're trying to force a confrontation with Russia, and they may get it if the U.S. goes in and attacks Damascus. And even Paul Craig Roberts is saying war is clearly on the horizon here.
He looks like a wreck of a person, though. He just always looks sloppily, and I don't know, man. Anybody, I know the guy who calls from the U.K., he's probably going to comment on Boris Johnson, but what a disgrace, man. Like, get rid of them. Him, May, the whole lot, man. Like, what they did to Jeremy Corbyn, like, I mean, how embarrassing, you know? Like, no, you know, you can't be against this. You got to be all for it, or you're the enemy. You know, just like over here, you know, if you speak out against the Iraq war, you're against the troops. You know, tie a yellow ribbon around the tree, you're against the troops. You know, you're unpatriotic. You know, this is the same crap. It's a small playbook, so you know how the playbook works already. Everybody should know how the playbook works by now, you know?
Yeah, it's you're either with us or with them. There's no middle ground. There's no neutrality. Bush said much the same thing. So did Anakin Skywalker just before he becomes Darth Vader. And it is a very absolutist position. But we've been seeing this ramp up for months now. Anybody who's questioning the war agenda, anybody who's questioning the legitimacy of any of this stuff, oh, you must be an arm of Russian propaganda, or you're a Russian stooge. We're right back into McCarthyism here.
Yeah, this is basically fascism. I mean,
yes,
you know, there's no way to not say it is. Like, to with that, no, you know, free speech is being taken away. They want to take your guns and the statues and the books and eventually you. It's just crazy. But all right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. And getting on back to the news, apparently the Syrian rebels have launched missiles and artillery shells into a shopping district of the government-held Jarimana area, resulting in a massacre of civilians. These are the people the U.S. government are supporting. And they're firing artillery shells and missiles at basically a shopping area. There's no military purpose to the target. It's a campaign of terror. It's exactly what Hitler was doing to London with the V1 buzz bomb and the V2 ballistic missile. Now, Turkish President Erdogan today told the U.S. to stop deceiving Turkey and start cooperation after Washington said it was concerned about the Turkish-led offensive on the Syrian city of Afrin. And Erdogan's comments came after the U.S. State Department reacted to the capture by Turkish forces of Afrin from the Kurdish militia by sounding alarm over the fates of civilians and lootings. Well, that's a little disingenuous for the State Department to be concerned about civilians when you look at what the U.S. by proxy is doing over in Yemen. But Erdogan came on back and said, if we are strategic partners, you must respect us and you must work with us. Basically, what Erdogan is saying, he's expecting the U.S. to cooperate in dealing with the Kurds. And it's going to be a lousy time to be a Kurd, because Iraq has now approved Turkish military operations to purge their joint borders. So the dream of an independent Kurdistan is slowly vanishing. But of course, the only reason the U.S. backed an independent Kurdistan was to further Balkanize the Middle East, to break chunks off of Iraq and Syria and Turkey and form this independent Kurdistan and make those other nations just a little bit smaller and easier to control. Now, do you remember all the way back when we did that, the invasion of Iraq, not just a little one over Kuwait, but full on going into Baghdad? And there was a big stink over the fact that U.S. forces surrounded the oil ministry building. to protect the records inside, wanted to protect the maps of where the oil was, wanted to protect all that information. But they left the Baghdad Museum totally unguarded. And, of course, it was looted and plundered. Now, some of that material has been recovered. But there's a story out here in the Atlantic basically saying the problem persists to this day, that it's disturbingly easy to buy Iraq's archaeological treasures. Now, some 7,000 looted items have been returned to the Baghdad Museum, but about 8,000 are still out there somewhere. Plus, there's the problem that artifacts were taken directly out of the ground at archaeological sites, and their whereabouts are unknown. Now, over in Great Britain, they're still pushing on this Skripal thing. They're still ramping up the rhetoric. Theresa May is warning Putin there is more to come as tensions soar. And Britain is apparently clamping down on private jet passengers flying into the country as part of the response to the Salisbury nerve gas attack on Russian double agent Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia, according to security chiefs. But there are a lot of questions about this whole affair that are not being answered, or the answers are unsatisfactory, conflicting. Why are we not hearing any updates on the conditions of Sergei and Yulia Skripal since the first week? We know they were sick. We know they went to the hospital. Are they still alive? If they're alive, what's their current condition? What symptoms are they displaying? Now, in a recent letter to the Times, Stephen Davies, consultant in emergency medicine at Salisbury National Health Service Foundation Trust, wrote the following. Sir, further to your report, poison exposure leaves almost 40 needing treatment. May I clarify that no patients have experienced nerve agent poisoning in Salisbury, and there have only ever been 3 patients with significant poisoning. So that's remarkably odd. You have a guy who's in a position to know saying that whatever poison was used, it wasn't a nerve agent. Now, of course, the official story is that Skripal's and Detective Sergeant Nick Bailey were poisoned by a military-grade nerve agent. And according to some claims, the type referred to could be anywhere between 5 and 8 times more toxic than VX nerve agent. Given that just 10 milligrams of VX is the LD50 dose, it seems likely that the particular type mentioned in the Skripal case should have killed them instantly. So again, it looks like it isn't this nerve agent that's being bandied around in the press. And it just goes on and gone and gone and gone. They're pushing military-grade nerve agent, must be Russia, must be Russia. Basically, this is a repeat of Saddam and his nuclear weapons. That's what's going on here. And there are a lot more questions. There's a lot of... The story doesn't make sense. It really doesn't. Jeremy Corbyn is right. There should be a full investigation. In accordance with the Convention on the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, there's a protocol already laid out that everybody who signed that treaty agrees to. Britain is not following it. It's a rush to judgment. And already we're seeing the Remainers in Great Britain trying to use this to say, we have to stay close to the European Union for our protection, for our security. Well, I hate to throw a cold blanket on that, or a wet blanket on that, rather. But you're part of the European Union right now. You haven't actually left yet. And being part of the European Union didn't protect Skripal, did it? So that argument is rather moot. They're trying to use it to basically fan the flames of Remain. They want to overturn Brexit here. And so what is going on here is Britain now has its own version of Russiagate. Everything bad that happens, it's Russia. Russia did this. Russia did that. Building falls over. Oh, it had to be Russia. Horrible winter weather. Russia's hacking the climate. There are too many people who want this war. And the problem is, when they get it, they're not the ones who pay for it. They're not the ones who fight and die. They're not going to lose their family members in it. It's ordinary people of the United States and of Great Britain who will pay the costs. Now, Russia's foreign ministry is out there saying it's entirely possible Britain may be behind the attack on Skripal's daughter. That either the British authorities are not able to provide protection from such a terrorist attack on their soil, or they orchestrated an attack on a Russian citizen for propaganda purposes. Remember, Great Britain is the nation that gave us the dodgy dossier, which led us into the Iraq War, which, except for guaranteeing that Iraq's oil would be sold for the U.S. dollar, was pretty much an abysmal failure. Now, Sweden has unveiled plans for what they're calling a total societal mobilization against Russia. And basically, it sounds like they're cranking up not only their military, but they're starting their propaganda campaign to get the Swedish people to absolutely hate Russia. Russia's coming to get you. Start stockpiling meatballs right now. You're going to need them. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is a friend of Netanyahu. He's a friend of the Israeli government. And apparently his policies are being reflected by the U.S. ambassador to Israel, David Friedman. And apparently Abbas, after their last meeting, has basically called the U.S. ambassador to Israel a son of a dog. And Ambassador Friedman came back saying that Abbas's remarks were anti-Semitic. Well, I don't see how you get from son of a dog to anti-Semitism. If anything, the dog should be upset. But the war of words is escalating. Now, remember the Palestinian teen, Ahed Tamimi? She was arrested because she slapped a soldier that had just shot a member of her family. And her arrest and detention triggered global outrage and concern. There were rallies. Free Ahed Tamimi. Well, her lawyers have just announced that they've come to a plea bargain where Tamimi will plead guilty for the slap and she'll spend 8 months in jail. I think it's a travesty, but given Israeli justice towards the Palestinians, I think she's very, very lucky. Of course, she could die in the jail. That's been known to happen. Okay. Somebody just sent me another mail about the Austin bomber. Now, as you know, Donald Trump is going to set up a new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. And that drew global condemnation as well. But apparently it's triggered a problem because there's currently a U.S. consulate there. But it's not large enough to serve as a full-on embassy. And so they need to be taking over the hotel right next door. Now, that hotel is actually owned by the U.S. government, but it's been leased to house 450 Soviet immigrants, many of whom are in their 80s. And the question is, where are these 450 people going to go? And nobody has a solution. Israel's a very small place. So is Jerusalem. There's not really a lot of room there. But supposedly, the consulate will be promoted to full embassy on May 14th, which is coinciding with the 70th anniversary of Israel's Declaration of Independence, although the red tape may force a postponement. There's been another video coming out of the occupied territories. An Israeli settler from Havet Mor unleashed his dogs to attack sheep being herded by Palestinians in the occupied South Hebron Hills. And this kind of violence has a long history with settlers who, for the most part, go unpunished and are even supported by the Israeli soldiers. Now, this one is still going around. A lot of people are very upset about this. Apparently, U.S. 3rd Air Force Commander, Lieutenant General Richard Clark, basically came on out and said that American troops should be ready to die for Israel and be willing to be placed under Israeli commanders responsible for battlefield decision making. Now, I'm pretty sure that all these kids who signed up for the U.S. military did not sign up to just be given to another country and used as bullet stoppers. And I can imagine they're going to be very upset. I can imagine they're probably not going to be all that motivated to go on out there and be bullet stoppers. But for a U.S. general to say that American troops should be ready to die for Israel, that is an embarrassment. And it does show you just how much of a puppet government we have. We'll be right back after these commercials.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, over at Axion.com, they have an interesting report. This is just coming out now, but apparently last January at the World Economic Forum in Davos, German Chancellor Angela Merkel met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and said that if Trump pulls out of the Iran nuclear deal, it might lead to the collapse of the entire agreement, and as a result, could trigger a regional war. And on this one, she is correct. The reason the P5+1 agreement is under attack is because of the people who want a war with Iran, Israel first and foremost among them. And we're dangerously close to a regional war. A regional war in the Middle East could quickly bloom to be a full-on global war. That's where we're headed. We all can see what's coming. It's just everybody's waiting for a starting time. Now, you remember in the Congress, in the Senate, there was a bill that was challenging the legality of the Yemen war, noting that Congress never authorized the Yemen war, and this bill would have compelled the U.S. to withdraw its participation. Unfortunately, that bill was voted down 55-44. So Congress has just abandoned its constitutional duty to oversee when we go to wars, as required under the Constitution. All right, let's take a phone call. David in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? David, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I hear you now. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that general who said that, a lot of the Christian world believes in Genesis 12:3, which has to do with he who blesses Israel shall be blessed, and on and on. And the thing is, I talk to some of my Christian friends, and I say, well, do you believe in blessing your children? They said, yeah. I said, but if your little boy beats up a little girl, what do you do? What do you do? Do you bless them or you correct them? You correct them. Well, that's a term of blessing. That's a way of blessing too, by correcting. So they give Israel a pass on everything. And what happens is it's very dangerous because they help us get us in all of these wars. And the thing is, they need to consider Jesus, you know, if Jesus was over there right now and there was a pilgrimage of Christians from all over the world, and Jesus was, correcting some of the rabbis, the teachers there, they would throw him under the bus, some of these Christians, because they would think, oh, you're going against the chosen people. You know, we're supposed to bless them. They just really missed that whole thing about bless Israel. I'm not saying we shouldn't care for the safety of different countries over there. I'm saying the way they misinterpret that one scripture gets us in a lot of trouble internationally with all these wars.
Well, there's no question that Israel has very skillfully manipulated the Christians of the United States into supporting Israel's agenda, especially looking at the Christian Zionists. They're fully on board. Whatever Israel wants, Israel gets. And they're using that Schofield version of the Bible, you know, that talks about the rapture, everything happening there at the end. And these people are actually believing that if they can help Israel set fire to the surface of planet Earth, then Jesus is going to come down and invite them all up to the big house.
No, they got to obey the golden rule and help their brothers that are Jewish to obey the golden rule.
Okay, well, thank you very much, David. We got to let you go. We got to do a station identification, and we will be right back with hour two.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.